You recognize the brash sounding guitars of punk rock, but you hear Spanish over the melody because punk rock is a thing in Argentina. And I'm happy to be bringing this genre on the airwaves of RAE in English, I believe for the first time, because we cover all aspects of Argentine culture, Argentine music as well. But so far, unfortunately, we didn't have the chance to talk a little bit about the punk rock scene and to talk to a punk rock band from Argentina. And that's exactly what we are going to be doing today, because we've got Guillermo Rodriguez down the line, guitarist and founder of Zona 84, which is this music, this band you've been hearing on the background. Hello, Guillermo. Thank you very much for this contact.
Hello, how are you? It's my pleasure.
Well, Guillermo, why don't you tell us a little bit, in a nutshell, the story of the band, when it came up, where are you guys from?
We are from Rosario. We are founded and based nowadays in Rosario. In 1993, we started the band.
Sorry, 1993?
Fifth-piece band, yes. Yes, almost 25 years old now.
Wow.
It's a lot of time and a lot of years.
You've been together for all those years?
Yes, yes.
Tell me how you do it, because it's pretty difficult. I'm a musician myself, and I find it together to keep a band together for more than one. Tell me how you stay together for more than 20.
Yes, it's really hard, but I always say that it's like having four girlfriends.
Ah.
You really need to love each other to stay together.
Well,
but we started playing punk rock when we were really young, 15 years old. And we were friends. We learned to play together, and well, that's how we managed to feel together. Because we are friends, and the band was a consequence of that.
Mm-hmm. And you started playing this same kind of music, a very clear punk rock sound.
Yes, yes, we were really in love with the Ramones, the Sex Pistols, bands like that. We start trying to cover them, and then we develop our own sound, but it's really influenced by those bands.
Mm-hmm. And, well, now you, after all these years, you are not only performing in Argentina, but you have crossed the borders of Argentina and performed overseas, I understand. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, we have just arrived from our second German tour. We played 15 shows in Germany through November, and through acoustic shows. And we're really doing fine there. We have a label which is releasing our albums there, so we're really doing fine in Germany.
So you're saying that there is interest for Spanish language punk rock among Germans, who I suppose most of them don't speak Spanish.
Yes, yes, this is kind of crazy, but I think that the punk rock scene maybe is really, really huge in Germany. Maybe it's the main punk rock scene nowadays. And we have some kind of strange thing. Singing punk rock in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
They really love it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now it is coming to my mind the opposite phenomenon, which is Die Toten Hosen, a punk rock band from Germany, which are huge here in Argentina. They are so much loved. I suppose you like them also.
Yes, of course. Well, that's how this story started, because we supported Die Toten Hosen in Buenos Aires.
Ah, okay.
Some people from Deutschland was at the concert, and they told us, "Oh, you must come to Germany." And that's the beginning of the story.
Mm-hmm. Now we are an international service for foreigners who are not in Argentina. I'd like to invite you to have a little chat beyond Zona 84, which is your band, about the punk rock scene here in Argentina, a little bit of the history. I'm sure you are more informed about it than myself. What do you say? You agree?
Yes, of course.
Well, obviously, you mentioned the influences from the UK, the Sex Pistols. You also mentioned the Ramones from New York. But what about bands from here? It comes to my mind, yes. Ataque 77, obviously.
Yes, well, our punk rock story is particular because it started when the military government were in power.
Mm-hmm.
That's at the end of the 70s.
Yes.
The first band here, the most important one is Los Violadores.
Of course, yeah, Los Violadores.
Which is the Violators.
Yeah.
They started in end of 70s, beginning of the 80s. And it was not music for fun. It was really compromised.
Yeah.
And they are the only band that from that beginning that they could release albums and made a career.
Yes.
But there were some others that they were most interested in politics than in music.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Los Violadores was the first band in the world to record an album of punk rock in Spanish. So the first Los Violadores album is really important because...
From which year?
This is from 1982.
1982, let me...
Malvinas War was ending.
Is that the album that contains the track Represión, Repression?
Yes, that one.
Let me tell something to the listeners. What the Violadores, this band that Guillermo is mentioning, the first ever Spanish-speaking punk rock band, they recorded an album that included a song very strong. If you listen to the lyrics translated, it is really in your face. And the song's called Represión, Repression. Repression everywhere, even at the bakery. And they released this song in 1982. That is before the dictatorship ended. I want our listeners to understand the significance and the importance of such a thing. They really, really conveyed a message in the worst possible context.
Absolutely, absolutely. When we started listening music and when we said that was like, okay, I want to be in this team. I can remember now another band called Todos Tus Muertos.
Yes.
Surely you know them.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Another band absolutely compromised with politics. And well, it was a really small scene. Of course, we were always in jail because every punk rock concert was, ended by the police at that time. It was a really difficult movement to start here.
Mm-hmm. And what about? I mean, you guys are from Rosario. When did punk bands started over there? Around the same time here in Buenos Aires?
I think that the first band here that succeeded at releasing albums and touring is a band called The Archies.
The Archies.
The Archies.
The Archies
was the nickname that English soldiers used for the soldiers in Malvinas War.
Yeah, and that's a very punk thing to do.
Yes, Archies are now radicated in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So they are now there, and there was a good link between them and us to the German market.
Do you think, Guillermo, that commitment that you describe with politics, with conveying a message of dissatisfaction with the establishment, that punk rock had both in the UK as well as in Argentina 40, 30 years ago, remains today? Do you believe it is possible to convey that message through punk, or is it just another musical genre now?
No, I think that absolutely. In punk rock, lyrics are as important as music, and it's you need anger to play punk rock. It's music to say something important, I think that young people are identified with punk rock because of that, because you are not talking about girls, cocktails, and motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
You are talking about what you are really, what disgusted you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that now, worldwide, there's a turn to the right, and punk rock must be there to tell the young kids, open your eyes, because this is not good. We have to be alert. We have to understand what is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is it is refreshing to hear that from a local rock musician such as you guys, because I've been noticing that as of late, Argentine mainstream rock has turned too much towards the side of a Rolling Stone-esque kind of sound, not well played, and emphasizing like alcohol or going out of control, rather than just trying to say something of value or standing against something that is wrong.
Yes, of course. But of course, that's why punk rock will never be popular.
Mm-hmm.
Popular punk rock bands are ones who are talking about, high school and going out and have some beer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we have a lot to say. I don't believe that nothing will ever change through music. But it's very important that you can talk about some books that you must read, that you can talk about some writers or philosophers or political movements that you must at least know that they are there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Through punk rock, we were able to learn about anarchism, about sexism, about human rights, animal rights, ecology.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different movements that are related with punk rock. And I think that in the end of the day, it makes you a better person. You know, if you are interested in those items, at least you must know that there's a different way to live, a better way to live.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, what are your plans for the future? Are you going to be touring some more during the summer, releasing a new album, writing new songs? What are you guys doing at the moment?
We have just released a new album. It was released by a Sherman label, so it's just coming to Argentina. We are now promoting that. We'll start touring and planning to promote the new album, which is called Radio Pirata.
Mm-hmm. Pirate Radio. Well,
yeah.
Why don't you share with us some social media details or a webpage where people can find more, especially listen to some of your stuff?
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Our website is zona84.com. We have Facebook, Twitter, all that social media. That if you want to find us, you will find us. We are in Spotify, Bandcamp, Deezer, and all that places to hear to our music.
Well, Guillermo, thank you very much for this contact and the best of luck. It was a very interesting talk.
Okay, thank you very much. All the best.
Okay, that was Guillermo Rodriguez, founding member and guitarist of Zona 84. We're going to sign off this interview by listening to a song by them.
Fresno.